And we'll move now to the effort to rebuild Iraq. 15 months after the U.S. occupation began, Iraqi industry is barely working. Industry in that country is in fact worse off than it was before the war, despite ambitious goals of converting Iraq into a free market model for the Middle East. As NPR's Ann Garrels reports, this is one more challenge for Iraq's interim government.
Every morning for the past year, engineers from the FAO Construction Company gather around this tea stall on a Baghdad street corner. They sign in, exchange news, read the papers, and go home. For this, they continue to receive a modest salary. A 45-year-old project manager who asked his name not be used says he and his colleagues want to take part in Iraq's reconstruction.
We want to work, and eager to work, but the ministry is not giving us any work.
Proud of what his company did in the past, he clings to the hope it will resume work in the future. Anyway, he says he's no choice but to hang around because there aren't any jobs anywhere else. Iraqi officials estimate more than half state-owned companies, which account for 90% of Iraqi production, aren't running, while others are barely limping along. Bassem Abdul Ella, the director of the state company for electrical industries, says he must now compete with a flood of cheap goods from outside while getting no help to retool after years of sanctions.
The government will not support us with the absence of big, real investments from outside. I think it's going to be a big problem.
Apart from security guards at the gate, there's barely a worker in sight by 2 p.m. Though it produces generators, the factory doesn't have enough generating capacity to keep production lines up. Bassem Abdul Ella says he can't afford the diesel, and there's no money for imported raw materials on which he must pay taxes. Competing finished goods, meanwhile, are not taxed. 2/3 of his 3,500 employees are no longer needed, yet the plant is under orders to keep paying everyone, because unemployment is a key factor behind the continued insurgency.
We have extra workers, but first, we don't have the authority to dismiss them from their jobs here. Second, we don't want to add a problem for the society.
Factory directors complain U.S. officials came to their factories over the past year, looked, and left, providing nothing. Private business owners, like Bassem Jamil Antoun, say the same.
We have many meetings, and we prepare a report asking what's our demand, what we need.
Altoon says U.S. officials didn't listen. Little reconstruction is evident. Bombed or looted buildings remain vacant shells. Altoon says Iraqi companies have not seen promised contracts because most have gone to Americans. Hachem Al-Hassani, the new minister of industry, has heard these complaints, but he can only shrug.
You cannot tell Americans, you know, they say this is the money we are donating, we want to make a decision how we're going to do it.
Hassani fled Iraq 24 years ago and built an import-export business in Los Angeles. He returned last year. Even his industry ministry is being built by an American contractor, an irony he can't ignore. A man of considerable girth, Hassani is a prime target for insurgents and for those unhappy with the lack of progress. Wherever he goes, he's shadowed by armed guards. In the past week, several senior Iraqi officials have been killed, including one of his deputies. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.